Okay, good morning. This is Sister Mona. I just pray that any sister that's listening today is doing well. Let's go ahead and pray. Father, I just ask for any sister that is listening today that she understands the just how the patterns of scriptures, so that she can understand and navigate properly and arrive at your goal for her. Ask all these praise you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. That's the goal. It's just to obey the Lord and fulfill his will for your life, sisters. Okay, stay focused. So going through Isaiah 33 and the book of Amos and talking about times of judgment and how dangerous they can get and the need to walk in the Holy Spirit more perfectly, and understanding that once we do, you're going to be persecuted, okay? And you understand persecution much better if you understand Bible prophecy, okay? And talking about the book of Revelation and just picking it back up with the two witnesses. So you have these two witnesses. I already went over these scriptures. This starts at Revelation 11, verse 3, where they are prophesying, okay? And then smiting the earth with plagues, okay? And that they can, it says, these have power to shut heaven. This is starting at verse 6. That it rain not in the days of their prophecy, and have power over waters to turn them into blood, and to smite the earth with all plagues as often as they will. And so you need to understand, okay, walking in the Spirit, times and seasons. I already went over this with the book of Ecclesiastes chapter 3. Okay, a time to kill, a time to heal, a time of peace, a time of war. Jesus Christ came, okay, as a lamb. He's going to come back, okay, as a lion, as ruling the nations with the rod of iron. You may see a shift. You need to be prepared for that. You could be praying for your family, wanting them to get saved, and all of a sudden they get sick. And there's your answer to your prayer, okay? All of a sudden they become homeless. That's the answer to your prayer. All of a sudden they, you know, have no source of food, okay? And that's the answer to your prayer, okay? And you need to be prepared for that and walk in the Spirit, because it may be that he does this, and that's just how the Holy Spirit's working. And you'll understand when you're walking according to the season, to the scriptures, times and seasons, okay? It may shift, okay? And you may see just things that really hard for them, and then that will humble them, okay? And then you can go in there, okay, and fight with the word of God and say, listen, you need to repent. You're not covered in the blood. If they think they're a Christian and they're not, say, well, then why is this happening, you know? And then answer all these questions with the scriptures. You know, never have I seen this righteous forsaken or their seed begging for bread. What's going on with you? Why are you not covered? Let's talk about this and be honest. You need to get saved, okay? And the Holy Spirit can provide that perfect situation. And once again, it's in line with scripture. You see this shift coming, okay? Where the Lord is not dealing with people with things like healings and blessings. Very different, okay? Because the world is extremely proud at this point and has no faith. Scripture talks about this, okay? Book of Timothy, Jesus talks about it. Will you find faith on earth at the return, okay? So there's all these scriptures about how people are very heady, high-minded. They think they know everything. And that's how God deals with the proud. You got to understand that he doesn't give miracles to people who have no faith. He doesn't give blessings to people who are proud. He abases them first, okay? So if this is the climate of the world and the culture of this country, which it is, this country is extremely proud, you need to be prepared for the Holy Spirit to deal with people, right? It's not that, you know, obviously these two witnesses have a very special anointing, okay? So what they can do is very different, but you might see it on a smaller scale with you, the Holy Spirit working that way through you with people, okay? And why is he like this? Again, Book of Timothy, heady, high-minded, okay? I think they know everything, okay? Then again, Jesus Christ, will the Son of Man find faith on earth at his return? If you don't believe, you don't get miracles. That's not how it works, okay? But when people are proud and they're demanding miracles, okay, the first what they're going to find is they're going to get abased, okay? This is what happened with Jesus, okay? He went into his own country. They didn't believe in him. They doubted, and they asked all these questions, you know? Is this not, you know, we know him and this and that. And he said they didn't, because they didn't believe, he couldn't do many miracles there. Okay, you have to have faith first, okay? And the proud don't work that way. So you need to understand this type of climate, okay? That this may be the response you get. And if it is, there's nothing wrong. It matches the Bible. I'll go ahead and leave it there for today. Father, I just ask for any sister that's listening today that she just really humbles herself and understands she needs to read her KJV Bible from cover to cover. When she's done, read again and ask to be filled with your Holy Spirit so she can understand all these things. Ask all these prayers to you, Father, and we thank you so much for your Bible. It brings out so much clarity. Ask all these prayers to you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.